Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You worked all day, kids just got home, everyone's hungry. Now what? I'm Melissa Benishai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa, and I'm partnering with Blue Apron to bring you meals that make dinner easy, like 15-minute salmon and tzatziki. These meals are quick and delicious, and you don't even need to subscribe in order to make them. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Okay, love you. Bye.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
We're back courtside here at the Conte Forum, where the University of Miami has defeated Boston College 74-68. Our final score, University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas is with us. 7th conference win, 18th overall, so we'll start there. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
What was your overall assessment of today's victory?
You know, it's a road game. Yep. So, you know, it's always going to be tough to win no matter how the game goes or how it looks. You always have to finish games, and our guys did. We weren't great. But even winning in not great situations and not playing great means something. So just being able to win on the road in the conference and put another one in the win column is huge.
The finishing, I guess that's, you know, let's start there because the – 5 of the last 6 possessions you scored in the final 4 minutes.
Yeah.
When you needed to be good, you played your best basketball, including the big two-man game with Trey and Uday.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was, you know, it's just coming down the stretch. You know, I thought Malik misses 2 dunks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We miss another layup. I think Malik missed another one that rolled out. So it's just how the game goes sometimes. You know, my biggest thing was with the guys is it's a game. You got to respond. You got to keep playing. It's not always going to be perfect. We're going to miss layups. Things like that are going to happen. But just being able to respond and close the game is important.
I don't know whether it was right to say you were at times your own worst enemy or self-inflicted wounds or
no,
both.
No, we always are. Yep. We always are. I tell my team, and I can say it on air because I say it to them face-to-face. You know, my biggest thing is we are our own worst enemy. And sometimes we just do it to ourselves, self-inflicted wounds. And the turnovers was that. The free throws again showed up. The missed layups. It wasn't anything they did to us. It's everything we did to ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, twice you had 10-point leads. That without the self-inflicted wounds, probably cruise to the finish line.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the difference. You know, that's the difference between, you know, the other 2 possession losses that we have. It's been a lot.
That being said, there is some resilience there that shows up at the right time.
It is. It is. That pedigree, the guys we have just never wavering. It's easy in those games when you've been up 10 and you lose the lead to pout and lose that game. But to be able to finish the game and win, which is the most important thing, is pretty impressive.
Take me through. I thought it was probably turned out to be the play of the game. Trey worked off the screen with Ernest Uday, and Uday gets the slam dunk. Take us through that one.
Yeah, you know, it was just we're trying to make sure that we ate some of the clock up because I believe it was under 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And we ran a play that we run late game that we practice all the time. Usually Ernest isn't in the game at that time. Usually it's Trey and Malik, but it happened to be Trey and Ernest at that time. And it was a hell of a pass and a hell of a finish.
You called Trey over after that, I think because of the pass.
Yeah, right? I did.
It was.
I told him that's very impressive for you to make that. I can't say exactly what I said, but it takes something to make sure you can make that play in that time, and he did.
We get that picture. Plus, that's what happens when you have a veteran player. He had 14 points, 13 of them in the second half.
Yeah, he did. And he's battling through a little bit of an injury right now, and so he's not 100%. We got to try to get him healthy before Tuesday. But, you know, We're playing eight guys. Yep. You know what I mean? So everybody came in and contributed something. You know, Timo came in, hit two big threes. Solly had some big rebounds in the first half. He made a free throw in the second half, which is huge. Everybody came in and did things.
It is interesting because you do see lots of spurts of the things that probably are your vision. You told us before the game, want to play with a quicker pace early in the game.
Yep.
There was a great rebound. I think it was Malik to Dante to Timo over in the corner for a three ball. That was beautifully executed basketball.
Yeah, I got to find ways. It's hard right now, but I got to find ways to keep them fresh so we can play that way. But, you know, the game and just so much changes and so much adjust in the moment that it makes it tough to keep everybody fresh. And so we just got to kind of find ways. You know, we mix it up. We threw a bunch of different defenses out there today to try to conserve some energy and fight the foul trouble. So we're just finding ways to win.
Is it is the most frustrating part of the turnovers just the simple passes that aren't being connected or the passes that maybe they're casual?
Casual. The casual, they're all the same. The simple, the casual turnovers, the not playing on balance at the end of drives, playing off 2 feet, just reversing the ball and not thinking anybody's going to be there to deflect it. Or just it's casual. It's real casual. And we got to be a lot better.
Shelton had himself a day.
Yeah.
19 points, big one. I think they took the lead by one. After you had led by 10, they grabbed the lead. Shelton comes down, a scoop to the hoop. He ends up with 19 points, 6 rebounds. 50% from the free throw line, but that was a huge basket.
Huge basket. You know, he had two back-to-back plays. Yep, he had that one, then he had the and one, I think, was right after it. And he's just continuing to get comfortable. You know, for me, I know they talk about all these other freshmen. He's right there. He's one of the best freshmen in the country. And I'll put him up against anybody anytime.
I'll tell you one thing. He is not lack desire or intensity.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. And he is as high level of a competitor as you can meet. And, you know, he's 19 years old, and he's playing against these 22, 23-year-olds, and they just bounce off of him. And for him to have that type of physicality as a freshman, even though he's built like that, it's tough. It's just it's special.
He had a slam dunk in the first half. And I said, you know, the best way to defend that is just get out of the way.
Yeah, it is.
You're just going to get bruised.
The guy thought about it, too. He should have.
Before I let you go, Malik, fourth straight game of at least 20 points, 23 today.
Yeah, I thought it should have been.
It might have been 33.
That's what I'm saying. It should have been a 40-point game for him. Anytime I told him, like, just relax. They're not even double-teaming. Anytime no one double-teams, you should just be able to just get whatever you want. And eventually he got there in the second half. I thought he pressed a little bit in the first half. But in the second half, he slowed down a little bit and was able to get to it.
Big week coming up for you.
Yep.
Carolina at home.
Yep.
And then at NC State, but Carolina game, going to be a lot of fanfare for that game. Football is going to be there.
Yep.
Going to be a big crowd. It's Carolina.
Yep.
You know what Carolina is all about. They're coming off the Duke game tonight. So,
yep.
But it's a plus, your records are even.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a game. Like I just told the team, it's time for us to make our stamp and put a stamp on the season and get a signature win. You know, Carolina, I call it Carolina week. We had California week. This is Carolina week for us since we don't play Duke. So we got them and take care of them. They're really good. You know, it's North Carolina. And so we're going to go out there and compete and play to the level of the game. We'll be fine.
Okay, Coach. Thanks very much.
All right, thank
you. We got to get on that airplane before the snow gets
yes,
here.
Yes, indeed.
Hurricanes win 74-68.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.